Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
So today, what's the deal today? Why do you have the trophy and they just give it to each player for a day or two and you get to go do what you want to do?
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring it back to the city, you know, let everybody touch it, let everybody see it.
Two years in a row now. Obviously, you've had Little Rock guys win the world championship, so that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's cool. That's just a testament to showing that we got something in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And I tell you, I was just thinking about your career, Mose. I mean, every year is something special. I mean, all the way back for your, you know, freshman year, you know, at Parkview, you play in a state championship. You have sophomore year, you win a state championship at North Little Rock. You know, you end up going to the Elite Eight, world championship your first season. I mean,
what's next?
Yeah,
I mean, you want to get on one of Elon Musk's rockets?
He's going to Olympics next year.
I love to do that.
Right on.
I mean, that's just a testament to putting a lot behind winning. You know, you can get distracted playing a game of basketball with so many other accolades that you can chase. But I feel like winning is the most important thing. So just continuing to do that, continuing to pursue that.
Yeah, and we had some guys talking yesterday that just you think this first year with what you did is something. I mean, as Hog fans and basketball fans just that obviously know you and just know you ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you.
Yeah, it's so much more ahead. You know, I'm a rookie in the league. We won a championship, so that's great. Got that out the way, kind of. But now it's just so many, you know, chasing the feeling again. I got the blueprint. I see how to do it. So now it's on me. Now it's on us, the younger guys. So, I mean, obviously, still stepping.
Sure.
But
when you're out there on that court, because I know one of these days somebody's gonna go, man, I can't believe that is Moses Moody out there. I'm playing against. Who'd you say that to when you're out there on the floor? Any of the top guys?
Man, we played. When Joe got on that 10-day contract.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we had played Boston the week before. So man, I wish I would have got to play against Joe Johnson. That would have been crazy. You know, growing up watching him play at Dunbar, be around the city.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you think about it, too, it shows it's a reflection of how good Arkansas basketball is. You know, you go back to Sidney Moncrief, you mentioned Joe Johnson, Bobby Portis, and now you're another one. So that speaks volumes, too, about the kind of basketball being played in this state.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying it for a while now. It's a lot of talent here, older than me, younger than me. It's just a lot of guys that have had the exposure. And the ones that do have the exposure are really shining right now. You know, Nick Smith out there shining.
Yeah.
Layden Blocker, Khalil Ware. Just a couple names that I've been seeing out there.
We've been obviously we're visiting with Moses Moody. If you just tuned in, he's got the Larry O'Brien Trophy. I don't know, RJ. Is the stream on or not? Where people want to go?
It's not currently.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll have pictures and post it. You know, one of the things we've been hearing a lot about Moses is Coach Musselman and the preparation he does for his players going in the league. I saw a story the other day about some of the league managers that said, "Man, the kids coming out of Arkansas seem to be really a little bit more prepared than other players coming out of college programs." Is that true? Obviously, the Coach Musselman prepare you think maybe a little bit better maybe than some of the other colleges do?
Yeah, I mean, I could really see it. You know, I've never really, you know, obviously been to another college to really compare. But, I mean, the preparation that we do, I feel like I did have a leg up going into the league, given that it was a lot of things that prepared me that I didn't even realize until I got to the NBA. So if you would have asked me that question on draft night, then I would have said, you know, I probably would have said, yeah, I feel prepared, but I didn't really know. But after that first year, we were doing a lot of the same drills in practice. We run into some of the same sets in games. So it's a lot of stuff that I was really already accustomed to.
Yeah. And the other thing that was really cool about your journey is that you were able to contribute key minutes down the stretch to the championship. So that's something, too, for your first year. It had to be special.
Yeah, it was. It was. And it was just, you know, everybody kept saying it's kind of cliched at this point, but just being ready. That's something that everybody kept preaching that whole playoff run, because you never know when your name is going to be called. And, you know, Steve Kerr's crazy sometimes. He might not play you for five games in a row. But for some reason, if I'm on his mind, he won't hesitate to throw me in there in the fourth quarter. So,
well, yeah, that, which is great, which you love that.
Absolutely.
You know, talk about Clay and Steph and what it was like to play for them and play with them this year.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I mean, they play winning basketball. Obviously, they won so much. So, yeah, and, you know, Dre as well, just being thrown into that system and having to figure it out. That's the best way to really get your foot down. You know, it might be hardest in the beginning, but that's the best way, because that means that you're doing your hard work early.
Hey, Moses, what was the most surreal moment for you when you actually looked and sat there and thought for a minute, man, this is really happening? What was that? When did that moment happen for you?
It was a couple of different moments throughout the season. Obviously, starting off in preseason when we played our first preseason game was against Portland. So, you know, just going into the arena, just being like, man, because, you know, I'm from Arkansas. We don't got a team here. I haven't been to many NBA games before now. So just walking into that arena and just seeing it all light up was something. And then another one that we played against the Spurs, and it was just us young guys out there. And, you know, we was clicking, we was playing. And, you know, we on the NBA floor, NBA arena. And before that point, I never really got significant minutes. I obviously had before, but that's probably the biggest bright spot that I really remember.
What about some of the coaches? You know, obviously I mentioned Musselman, but as a youth player, even in high school, maybe you want to mention some of the coaches that have obviously helped you get to this point.
Man, that's really a hard question to ask because I was raised by the city.
Yeah.
It's so many guys around the city, so many coaches, so many trainers, teachers. I mean, like my dad made this joke the other day saying, man, there'll be times where I don't know where you at. I might not have a phone on my phone. You know, I'm working out, so my phone might be in my backpack. So he just calling coaches around the city. Everybody, you know.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I see most. He was talking about that too when I wasn't supposed to be in the gym, and I was like, because he want me to take a day off and take a rest or something. But now I'll be sneaking to the gym. So he just calling, like, don't let Moses in the gym. I'm calling everybody, know, all coaches.
Well, it's that passion and obviously how much hard work you put into it. So have you turned it off mentally? Have you allowed yourself to relax a little bit and take some time off? Or you're still in training mode? Have you already gotten in training mode for next year?
I'm back home. So I kind of have my work training mode off, given like NBA. I need to be ready for the season. I need to be ready for that. But I was talking to my homeboy the other day saying, man, what did we used to do when I was home? Because I was bored. You know, I ain't had nothing to do. I'm just chilling. And he'll be like, man, you know, we was here. We always worked out. That's what we did for fun.
So right.
That's kind of what I'm doing now. Not necessarily just grinding and working my butt off for the season, but just staying in the gym, staying around, and hanging out.
Well, who's helping you do that? Who's helping, you know, now that you're gone and you're away, who's helping you keep that mentality going, that you still have to work out?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like it's installed in me because just like I said, when I was younger, I didn't really do much else. That's kind of what I did for fun.
So it's just in you.
Yeah, so even now, if I don't, I'd rather go sit in a gym, in a locker room, than go sit at home just to be around it.
That's why you were one and done and moving on and doing what you're doing. What was the biggest adjustment being a child of the city that raised you in all that Little Rock, Arkansas, no NBA team, not a lot of that going on? What is the biggest adjustment that you've had to make being, let's see, you're out in California. That's just not, you know, that's just not Fayetteville from Little Rock. That's California. What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Probably just the pace. You know, I'm in the middle of the city now, right there close to the arena. So just being in all the ripping and running over the park and all that. And it's a lot of fun. It's cool. It's different. You know, it's a lot of money out there. So it's just a different environment, different than what I'm used to. But at the same time, being in that atmosphere also does make me appreciate where I'm from, make me appreciate home and see the value in the relationships and the people back home.
Have you kept up with the Razorbacks? I know you're busy, and obviously with the championship and all that, but you see what's happening next year with all the new Hogs that are coming in?
Oh, yeah, I'm locked in. I actually had dinner with Coach the other day when we were in Vegas. And, you know, he talked a lot about the team, about how they're looking in practice. And I'm excited to see. I know a couple of guys that's coming in.
Right. Moses, I know you're tight with KK and some others. Do you keep up with those guys? And I know Jalen's now in the league. Have you corresponded with those guys any?
Yeah. I went out to eat with Jalen, too. Jalen and Justin while we was in Vegas, Justin Smith. And then, you know, KK, that's my dog. I talk to him frequently. I got his Watch My Glow brand on right now. Yeah, so that's my dog. We grew up together. Y'all all know that story. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what he does at Texas A&M. You know, I've been talking to him. He's been in practice doing what he does. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, you think about, you know, with you and Bobby Portis and Jalen, and then, of course, next year's class, which is going to be obviously high draft choices. I mean, this got a great amount of momentum coming out of the Razorback program in the NBA.
Yeah, and then, like I said, just a testament to the talent that we have in the city.
Moses,
I was just going around last night to the midnight hoop sessions that they got going on around the city, and they was in there going at it like usual.
Do you know Nick Smith Jr. much?
Yeah. When I was coming up, you know, little Nick, he just used to be, you know, trying to jump in, trying to get in practice, and because he, you know, he out there, he'll be out there in Jacksonville and stuff, so he'll come practice with my team. But he was just so little, you know, he couldn't really do nothing with us. So then, you know, he was still good. He could always keep up.
Yeah.
So I left and went to school and all that, and I come back. And little Nick, like 6'3" at this point, you know, filled out, dunking. I don't even recognize him. So, we grew up around each other.
Right on. It is a remarkable story. I mean, it really has. The level of success you've had every step of the way, I don't know if you can really appreciate it at your age now. I mean, I'm pretty much every year you play, you're playing for championships. You know, I mean, that's not the normal. You know that not everybody accomplishes that. Do you know how rare that is? Maybe you can't appreciate it at your age. Maybe you'll look back. But it really is an amazing story when you look at where you've come from and how quickly you've achieved this success.
Yeah. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen how much slower the world goes. You know, as a kid, the world shifts so much year to year. You're in first grade, then second grade, then third. So much different things are going on. But as you get older, you know, it kind of slows down and years kind of go by. So that's something that I've been able to see. Like, even though I'm getting older and all that, every year. Last year, I was in college. The year before that, I was in high school. So it's just been just a constant elevation.
And the only thing that he's missed is NIL. Miss the NIL. Yeah. You know how much that would have been for you with the NIL, man. Dude.
Yeah, I see that. But I'm not mad at it.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
No.
He's doing all right. But you didn't miss out on that.
You had no problem.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Moses could have had some of the best NIL deals in the state.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I'm glad I was able to really, like, you know, it was COVID and no NIL and all that, so I was just locked in down there.
I know. I can just talk it to you. I know that ain't nothing you're sweating or anything like that, but still.
Yeah, so we definitely missed out.
So if you just tune in, Moses Moody's here with Larry O'Brien Trophy, and it's absolutely gorgeous, man. It's beautiful. So what's your plans today for the weekend if fans want to find you? Do you have any appearance you want to make public? Do we know, or are we just sort of keeping that quiet? Here, listen. Or you can just say it, Moses. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure what all going on. I just go and they tell me.
We're doing some tours.
Okay, so no matter, you may be driving around today, and you may look up and see the Larry O'Brien.
Right. If you see somebody going, "Hey man, you left something on your hood," it's the trophy.
I would just ride around with it in the past.
Why not?
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming by and sharing this with us and our listeners. And we're really happy for you. Yeah, I know people don't realize how many hours of work and how much time and effort and work you put into this, and it's impressive. Yeah, and everybody's rooting for you, even though you're a West Coast guy now. Everybody here
in Arkansas.
Especially Razorback fans are really pulling for you.
Most definitely. You know where we from. You know where we keep it. I ain't even going to consider myself a West Coast guy yet.
Gotcha. Well, Moses Moody, thank you so much for stopping by. Have a great rest of the weekend, buddy. Most Congratulations.
Thank you.
World champ. World champ right there. Moses Moody.
Name up on that,
all right.